Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
So I had a bit of an epiphany yesterday on Mother's Day.
Epiphany.
And I think it's because I've grown up a bit.
Well, you have. You've grown up a lot in the years you've been with me. Trust me,
yes.
You have, Erin. You've had to.
Lots more wrinkles and grey hairs. No, I woke up and I cooked breakfast for my mother-in-law because we're staying with her at the moment and spoilt her for Mother's Day, and that was all
this
nice.
This is Kay you're talking about,
yep.
Yes.
Casey. And that was all really lovely.
What'd you cook?
Pancakes.
Ooh,
with banana,
yeah.
And
can't
strawberry.
Fail, can you, with pancakes?
No, and good coffee.
The anyway. Cooking, that is.
Actually, Nick did it, to be completely honest. I supervised.
Nice.
Then we sat down, we had brekkie and everything, and I thought, oh, better give my mum a call and my stepmum. Call them both on Mother's Day. They're in Brisbane. And I had a huge teary.
Oh, well, you do. I mean, you should too, Ez.
It sucks being away from family on days like Mother's Day or Father's Day or big family occasions when they live in a different state because you feel pretty crappy, and I felt really guilty that I wasn't there to spoil mum. She didn't really do much for Mother's Day because her kids weren't there, and I just...
Big Jimbo would have lit up the place, though, wouldn't he?
I don't think Jimbo... No.
No, okay, right.
I just felt... I don't know. I had a big cry, and I felt really homesick and had one of those days yesterday, and I was feeling all sorry for myself, and then we drove past the Eagle Hawk Cemetery...
Yes.
And it was packed. And I
said
to
Nick, would have been, yeah.
Geez, a lot of people at the cemetery today. They don't have funerals on a Sunday. And then I went, oh, people are visiting
their
mums
exactly right.
that have
That's
passed.
Right.
And I thought, God, how horrible of me to be sooking all day because I'm not with my mum. But I could call her and she's just in Queensland. I see her.
Well, you can FaceTime her.
Yeah. I thought, God, I need to just... Harden up.
Oh,
and stop
yeah, sucking. But I mean, each to their own. You're thinking of your situation. Everybody thinks of their own situation.
There's always someone worse off, though.
Oh,
and I forgot about
definitely.
That until I saw all the people standing
definitely.
There and I went, oh, actually, I'm probably one of the lucky ones, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mum's Day. It's done. It's dusted. We're there. On to Monday now, Ezzy.
We are. We're moving on. Harden up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, in a way. No, you did well. Your empathy's coming along nicely. I'm very impressed with you.
Triple M.
We're trying something that we always go outside the square, I think, Erin. That's the good part about what we do. The bad part is that it's nearly impossible.
We're recreating a movie poster just because we can. And we've decided to go with Back to the Future because we're hoping that we can get Bendigo Councillor Rod Fyfe to be the Doc.
I'll be Biff.
And I'll be Marty McFly.
McFly, hello. Anybody home?
Biff big enough to actually make the front cover?
He will be in this.
Right, we'll see how we go. But the thing is, we don't have a DeLorean, and we are on the hunt for a Central Victorian DeLorean. Do you like
we are.
That? That
oh, I did like that.
Thank you. Glenn's on the phone. He reckons he can help us out. Glenny, have you got one?
Well, I do know somebody that has got one. It's just a matter of getting hold of them and seeing what we can do.
Oh, that is awesome, seriously. And is it one like the one in the Back of the Future, Glenny?
Well, I think the flux capacitor might be broken, but otherwise it's pretty well identical.
Hasn't got a hoverboard, has it?
No.
Glenn,
I'm not going to tee one of those up.
Wow. So hang on. This person, and I know you don't want to say their name on the radio, and that's okay. So he's a big fan and just made it, or what's the story?
No, it's a genuine one. He brought it out from the States, and in absolute pristine condition. And he does. It has been used in movies and shows. And, I don't know whether it was in this current one. You know, that new film that's just come out?
Yeah, that's Player One.
Player One.
Wow. Do you reckon he'd let us pose in front of it for a photo?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Oh, wow, Glenn.
We have made our day if we can knock this over, I tell you. Woo-hoo!
We'll just have to make a couple of calls and see what we can get happening.
All right, you talk to your
people. Be in touch
with my people. Let's get this happening.
Yep.
No,
I tell you what, mate, if we can get through, let's head back to 1958.
That's it.
No, I wasn't alive then.
Neither were we, were we, mate? Thanks, Glenny. We'll keep in touch.
No problem.
Thanks,
how
Glenn.
About that?
We found one.
Hey, a DeLorean. We said we couldn't. Next we're after is a flux capacitor, if you've got one.
And Rod Fyfe.
We've got to get on a bit.
Triple M.
Please explain the Eurovision competition.
God, I don't get it. It's weird as Eurovision. First of all, we're not in Europe, but that argument just seems to be put to bed every time anyone brings it up.
We're part of it, though.
We are part of Eurovision, you're right. How weird, because the winner, if you win Eurovision, that next year, it gets competed in your country. So imagine if Eurovision was being run in Australia.
And you go off. I don't think we're anywhere near it. Jessica Bowboy was there, and she was 20th out of 26. So we're a fair way from the mark.
Well, no, it's the first time we haven't made the top 10 in a long time. We came second last year or the year before with Dummy M. So we're up there sometimes. Everyone's saying Jess was robbed, Jess Malboy. But if you look at the winner and the people that were up there, seems like maybe she just wasn't weird enough.
I think so. When a song, and this was the winner, her name was Nita or Netta. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
Netta.
Let's have a listen to the start of this song. It's called Toy. Have a listen to the start.
Ouch. La. Ouch. La. Rere. Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Right, okay. Now, you can't see this, but this lady's dressed in a pink and black outfit and is doing chicken wing type dancing to this.
Well, she's from Israel and she's dressed up as a Japanese woman. She's wearing a kimono and makeup like a Japanese person. Some people are saying it was actually pretty racist, but I think it was just downright bizarre.
So she was followed what we're listening to at the moment with a chorus about Barbie dolls and Pikachu figures before bursting into a bizarre chicken-esque clucking sound. Okay. All right, well, I don't get it. I don't understand Eurovision, and maybe it's just gone past me. Yes.
I guess, well, I don't know, people vote, the public vote, and then there's judges. So obviously people thought she was good, or she's just got a lot of fans in Israel who voted for her. I don't know.
I think the latter is probably...
Sorry, I didn't get up to watch it at 5 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, anyway, enough about that. See you later, whatever it is.
Triple M.
I was on a debate, but there would not be too many guys out there, or even ladies that get their bloke to ring up and get an appointment for them, Ezzy.
There's heaps. So many people out there call their better half, call their mum, call someone and say, can you make an appointment for me?
Well, that could have stopped. Because you were talking before, weren't you, about Google Assistant?
Yeah, it's this new whiz-bang thing that Google are bringing out where you get your own personal assistant. They make appointments for you. Have a listen.
10 a.m. is fine. Okay, what's her first name? The first name is Lisa. Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd. Okay, great. Thanks. Great. Have a great day. Bye.
They both sound like robots to me, but anyway...
Absolutely amazing.
They said a lot, robots.
Gets the job done, doesn't it?
It does. All right.
Let's go to the phones and find out if people would actually use it. Clint is there. Do you make appointments for other people, Clint?
Oh, when we have to, yeah.
Well, and what appointments would they be, young Clint?
Young Clint Cogger, he's up. No, you're doing dental and all that sort of stuff. I know I've done it for my kids. I've done it for wife. Done it, all that sort of thing, yeah.
So you're the phone caller in your family?
I usually live on it. I run my own business.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so if you had a Google Assistant who could make your appointments for you, do you reckon that would be handy?
I reckon the one criteria that would be an interesting scenario would be the person on the other end giving the right answers to actually trigger the computer to tell you what you need. I mean...
I think it's going to need work.
I think it's going to need a lot of work, Cogger. Yeah. I mean, it's... Cogger, you and I have probably grown up in the era where we saw women making appointments and stuff for us blokes as we were working, because that was what it was generally the...
We didn't have mobile phones, did you?
No, we went to work and you had other people making the phone calls for you.
True. No,
Times have changed.
Well, they have changed, but I'm with Clint on that. I think they'd want to get that right before you could put it out there, because that robot will just keep asking the same
questions. Yeah, they're not
yes-no
answers, are they?
No, they're not yes-no answers. I mean, I've made appointments where... certain times would be X, and of course the money side of it, if it was dearer to be on a certain day or whatever, you'd choose not to, and next you know Google's got your credit card and spending it for you.
Yeah, true. Thanks, Clint.
It's like being married.
Let's go to Marty on the phone. Marty, what do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I think the car companies and the Google apps should work together to actually tell male drivers please put your lights on when it is foggy. And parkers do not work in fog.
Sounds like you've had a tough morning out there.
Little rant there, Marty.
Yeah, I've just passed the tanker, and I mean, no, I'm on the side of the road, but yeah, I've just passed the tanker, going in the fog, and I'm going, oh, no lights.
All right, well, you take it easy, Marty.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Thanks, Marty.
Sandy's right on the phone as well. Sandy, do you still make appointments for your other half?
I'm sure do. He'll be at work, and he'll ring me up and say, make me a hairdressing appointment, get me a haircut, make your doctor's appointment.
But hang on, he's just doubled up, Sandy. He's ringing you. Why doesn't he just make the call himself? Or is that too hard?
Oh, it's probably too hard to find the phone number.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's called Google, Sandy. Well, have you ever said to him, make your own appointment?
I quite often tell him, but after 40 years, he's not going to listen.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, it's so easy to even on your phone now, is just to, you know, like you can do use the Siri or whatever, and they find it for you. So it's not actually hard to do. But again, I don't know. I think doctors are the ones that blokes don't like to ring.
Oh, yeah, I do that for my hubby too. Ring up the doctor, ring up the nurse, ring up the hospital, yep.
Sandy, do you reckon it's because you know your schedule better? Like, you know when your hubby's free and when he's busy?
No, not normally. I have to ring him back and say to him, Mum, you've got an appointment at the dentist or whatever, it's such and such. Is that okay? Yeah, okay, that'll do. And then I ring him back and say, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, what a waste of time.
Seriously, Sandy, you are a gem. There'd be blokes out there listening going, can I marry you?
No. Twice is enough.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.